All right, we'll call the meeting to order. All right, public discussion of any items not on the agenda. Okay, I think I know what agenda items you might be. All right, consideration of the minutes from the August 1st meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the August 1st, 2024 meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, fun stuff. Southeast Junior High, Longfellow Tunnel Painting Project.
Dr. Nguyen, do you want to come up and introduce the project?
But there aren't any sixth graders here because they're not in my class. So we have, they switched how we do things. So I have three sections of this class now, which is why we're doing four murals instead. And we're also going to try to squeeze 16 kids in instead of 10 this year. So we'll see how that goes. But these are the four students here. Let me come up here, all four of you. In the past, you guys have asked them questions, so I didn't know. Do you want to ask them anything or ask me anything?
Well, it's always interesting for me to hear about artistic process and hear from the artists themselves, so I'm super excited to just be like, hey, talk about your work
if you don't mind. Do you guys want to just rotate through? Okay, Max, you're closest.
Well, I didn't have that much inspiration for my painting. My favorite things to doodle on like pages and stuff is mushrooms and crystals, so that was most of my inspiration.
Right. You actually did two designs.
Yeah, I did do two. This was the one that got picked though. Sorry.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I actually also kind of based mine on things I like to doodle. I really liked the idea of like a big red heart, and then I like the vines, and they kind of represent like experiences in life, like so the thorns, the bad ones, and like the flowers, the good ones. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks. This is Zoe.
I was also inspired by stuff I like to draw. I like drawing dragons, and I thought that it could be cool if I make a landscape that features a dragon flying.
I think that'll look great up on the wall by the tunnel. It's just so fanciful.
Mine originally just started as a doodle of a clock, and because like I had transferred in like late, and so I didn't really expect to get anything done, but I kind of just got sucked in, and so I took it home and I worked on it a lot, and I was sleep deprived for like half of it because I stayed up past my bedtime, and I thought a lot about like the night sky and like things that would usually appear in the sky, but also some like not realistic things like aliens and spaceships. So.
Great.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the Lisa Frank vibe on the right side with the star and the rainbow, but that's me.
Do you guys know who Lisa Frank is? What that is? Okay, one person. Well, that's good. I briefly introduced this on the first day of school because we had to do a bunch of other dumb stuff. Zoe sent me the finished product by Sunday. So brief introduction on Friday, finished on Sunday. Do you guys have any other questions for us?
Did you share your planned painting date?
Yeah, we're Thursday. Next Thursday, we're going to paint and try to squeeze 16 kids in the tunnel, getting four murals done. So.
Julie, no questions regarding anything? Okay.
It looked great.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll just add, we get really positive feedback from the community all the time about going through that tunnel. They love seeing the art, so I hope you guys know you're part of something really cool that the community loves to see, and you are now officially public artists, so that's great.
Oh, sure.
We'll do.
All right, so we're going to
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And nobody wants to stay for the audience. That's okay. All right. Art stakeholder meeting recap.
I can start with just kind of recapping. So Jeremy and Anita were also there along with Steve, who's no longer on our committee. But I can just talk a little bit about some of the things we heard and kind of how we'll use it going forward. So first we had invited a guest speaker, Vivian Cook, out of Ames to present and talk about asset-based public art approaches. And that was, we got great feedback on her. It was very well received. I think it sparked some good discussion. And then we posed the kind of prompt of what would you like the public art committee to focus on over the next 3 to 5 years? And I would say a lot of the comments maybe were expanding a little bit beyond the scope that's included in our bylaws, but still helpful to know. And there may be ways that, you know, we can support that work. And certainly through my role, I will and keep you all updated. So one thing we heard was the need for more exhibition space. And then also kind of out of that conversation, we talked about just doing a better job of promoting existing exhibition spaces, some that are already underutilized, and then as well as other spaces that take applications for exhibiting art. I believe the hospital has a program. So we talked a bit about those examples. Likewise, people were asking for kind of permanent spaces for those temporary exhibits, like what are spaces in the community that we can make space for public art? So kind of you always know there's going to be something new happening there. Pop-up exhibits taking place. One person shared an example that they know a realtor who hosts art exhibits in the homes they're selling. And then kind of also on that space needs concept, we heard that there's not enough access to affordable and right-sized studio spaces. And that kind of ran the gamut of what type of studio space people need for their medium and their size of projects they're working on. Otherwise, we heard, you know, there was one comment that they'd like to see more permanent sculptures as public art in the downtown, and it would be great to see more performance or literature as public art. And then finally, there was a little bit of discussion about, again, just those spaces and what space needs are for classes and galleries, exhibition space, studio space, all those kinds of things. So that's kind of a summary of what we heard, but Jeremy or Anita, if I'm missing anything or you had other perspectives, please jump in now and share.
No, I think that's a really great recap about it, because we really heard about, like, you know, that we have lots of artists in this town, but they are going, they're under-recognized and underutilized.
Anything
else? Yeah, I thought you covered it well. I was wondering, like, since public art, you know, takes a long time to develop and there's budgets to consider, and how we might be able to make space for temporary, like, exhibition space that would be, you know, faster pace, but something that we can look at down the line.
So my idea and kind of what we had hoped going into this was that this could help inform that updated kind of update to the strategic plan we're working on. And so at this point, we've done, you guys kind of all reviewed the existing strategic plan and talked about kind of your top priorities. We've now held this stakeholder meeting with key stakeholders. We can do that survey, and then at one of our, either our October or November meeting, maybe we can kind of sit down and really hash out what things we really want to prioritize. My hope for the strategic plan, but we can talk about this as a committee, is that, you know, our last one was super long with a million and one things jam-packed into it, and if we could really narrow down and just focus on our top priorities in a more meaningful way, that might be a stronger approach for us just to maximize that small budget we have. But open to thoughts if you have different ideas about kind of that process moving forward or ideas.
Okay. All right, staff updates.
I don't have much for staff updates. I still haven't heard back from the Meskwaki Settlement School, so we'll see as they kind of get into the school year if they're still interested. Maybe it becomes a spring project, or we'll just have to see where that one goes. On the South District Bus Stop Bench Project, things are still clipping along, so the artists have purchased the paint and primer, so they'll be working on that. They're getting ready to order that jib crane that's going to act as kind of the structural foundation of the sculpture, and then our Public Works Department is just working on the site prep, so they'll be pouring that concrete soon so that the jib crane can be installed, and then we can ultimately install the sculpture later this fall.
Is it still out at Kirkwood in their studios?
It's
or
down at our old Public Works facility. Okay. On Riverside Drive.
Yep. Okay. Because I thought they were being moved out.
Yeah.
Of the semester, but no.
That's all I have for staff updates, unless there's questions.
Okay, old or new business?
I just wanted to mention I was speaking to a community group on a subject not about public art, and they asked some questions about the new sculptures out in the parks, and a couple of them had done the scavenger hunt, and they just gave it rave reviews. So it was nice to hear that they'd been out already and taken an interest in those sculptures. So.
That's a good reminder. I wanted to go over to the library and pick up the scavenger hunt and do it myself. If anybody wants to join me, let me know. Mm-hmm. We'll get something together. Oh, and I have a technical, well, it's not really a technical, but kind of technical question. I was like, oh, old and new business, but really staff updates also, I need to make sure to include Parks and Rec and then Public Works, correct? As part of this.
It's okay, yeah. So sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, so yeah.
But okay, but I need to.
I'm learning that now too, sorry.
Okay. Okay, anything else? All right, we're a quiet bunch. It's a low-key meeting. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.